from the newsroom at news.com.au.
A celebrity stalker arrested in Sydney. Miley Cyrus's family feud goes from bad to worse, and an AFL player in hot water over a homophobic slur. All of that coming up in this episode of From the Newsroom. It is Monday, the 8th of April. Well, major supermarkets should face massive fines if they breach a new code of conduct. That's what a review into Aussie supermarkets will say when it's released today. It'll suggest that a new code of conduct should be made mandatory, and that if supermarkets break any of the rules by ripping off customers or suppliers, they should be fined either $10 million or 10% of their annual turnover. Moving on, a 27-year-old man has been charged with stalking NRL legend Andrew Johns. The man allegedly followed Johns around his suburb for several days and would simply stare at him when he was up close to him. The man will undergo a mental health assessment before appearing in court. Overseas, a British man has become the first person to run the entire length of Africa. 27-year-old Russ Cook started the run in April last year and completed the 16,000-kilometre journey over the weekend. By the time he crossed the finish line in Tunisia, he'd run the equivalent of 385 marathons in 351 days. That is not a bad effort. To celebrity news, Rebel Wilson has claimed in a new interview that the truth will come out about Sacha Baron Cohen. After revealing in her memoir that Cohen repeatedly pressured her to film nude scenes while making a movie together, the Aussie actress said that several women have now been in contact with her with stories about Cohen. She said it's up to them whether they want to go public with their stories or not. And the family feud between Miley Cyrus, her mum, and her younger sister Noah is getting really messy. Okay, if you're not across it, here's the deal. 24-year-old Noah was allegedly seeing actor Dominic Purcell before he went on to marry her mum, Tish Cyrus. Now, that obviously caused a bit of friction between mother and daughter, and then Noah allegedly fell out with Miley because she'd thrown her support behind their mum. Well, over the weekend, Noah made the feud just a little bit worse when she liked a gym selfie on Instagram by Liam Hemsworth. Now, Liam was obviously married to Miley, and that relationship did not end well. Oh, I don't know why I'm getting so choked up over this family feud. Anyway, hopefully they sort it out. We'll be back in a moment with the latest in sport.
Hey, I'm Felicity Harley and I host Healthy-ish, where we chat to experts, influencers and people in the know from around the globe to arm you with the knowledge to make healthier decisions for your mind, body and soul.
I think if we're going to be focusing on health, like sleep is probably the biggest component of that.
I think sleep is the cornerstone.
Like choose the harder option because I've never woken up and gone, I regret that run that I went at 4 a.m. I've never done that.
Search for Healthy-ish and Extra Healthy-ish wherever you get your podcasts.
To sport now in the AFL, Port Adelaide's Jeremy Finlayson has apologised after he hurled a homophobic slur at an Essendon player during their game on Friday night.
I take full responsibility of what happened on Friday night. I addressed it at three-quarter time and the words I used is very unacceptable in the game of football. We need to stamp it out and, I'm very remorseful.
The AFL is investigating the incident and could make Finlayson pay a fine. And in Formula One, Max Verstappen won the Japanese Grand Prix yesterday, his third win in the four races so far this year. It was a disappointing day for Aussie Daniel Ricciardo, who crashed out of the race on lap one.
I mean, a lap one incident is definitely like the worst thing as a driver. Yeah, there's like this massive build-up and then you feel like you are now got all this energy that I don't really know what to do with, so...
Chin up, Daniel. All right, you are now up to date with the latest from the newsroom.
Follow or subscribe to From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you ready to get an inside look at crime from someone who has investigated some of Australia's worst crimes?
It was like Aladdin's cave. The luminol found bloodied footprints and bloodied handprints on a wall. So it's just like a horror movie.
Former homicide detective Gary Jubelin sits down with cops, crims, addicts, victims, small-time cheats and big-town lawyers as they tell their incredible stories.
My house got raided. Next thing you know, I got bail refused. Next thing you know, I'm on a truck to Parklea Prison.
Listen to I Catch Killers early and ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.